Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Review afternoon briefing this Tuesday with myself, Derek Clark. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Stevie Clifford. How are we getting on, Stevie?
Yeah, good afternoon, Derek. Hello, everyone. Hope we're all well and surviving the snow.
What's it like where you are? We had snow over the weekend, a little bit, a little dusting down here in Warrington, but that's been about it, Stevie. It's been cold enough, right enough. What's it like where you are?
Probably dusting's about right. I'm up just at the top of Newton Mearns and that, and it's dusting is about right. Nothing exciting, really. It's not really lying because it's wet, so
yeah.
It should make the kids run at 3 o'clock interesting, Derek, because the school is on a little hill, so that always causes mayhem, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, no doubt, getting the sled looked out. Right, folks, before let's talk Rangers. Before we do that, though, just a bit of housekeeping. You can see the little ticker below if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, Twitter and Facebook. We've got that offer on the website, £2 for 2 months worth of content, just £2.99 thereafter. Head over to rangersreview.co.uk/subscribe for all the details. If you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, that would be greatly appreciated. We're nearing 12,000 subscribers now, so thank you to each and every one of you for your support. And a quick word for our podcast sponsors, Seneca Hair Restoration. You know the drill by now. If you want to get a revamp on the top of your head, a la Dick Advocaat style, then these are the guys to go to, and I've stuck the links in, all important links in the description box as ever. So do go check them out if that is something you're thinking about. Right, folks, if you want to get your points across, there's a number of things I want to touch on, namely the Scottish Cup draw yesterday and Brian Laudrup's comments on Alfredo Morelos. But if you want to put your point across to myself and Stevie, then please do so in the comments box. Right, Stevie, first of all, the draw was made for the Scottish Cup last night after the Falkirk and Ayr United quarter-final, and it pitched Falkirk with Inverness in what was a rerun of the 2015 final, if I'm not mistaken, and Rangers, of course, taking on Celtic. The matches will take place on the weekend of the 29th and 30th of April. At time of recording, it's not yet been decided whether Rangers will be playing on the Saturday or on the Sunday. I would assume it would be the Sunday, but it's a chance for redemption for Michael Beale, Stevie, after what we witnessed last month in the League Cup final. I think whoever wins this one will be overwhelming favourites, and quite rightly so, to go on and win this cup.
Yeah, listen, for us to win this, we were going to have to beat them. So, you know, we know where we are, we know where we stand. It means we're going to have three shots at getting a result before the end of the season. I'd like to think that we can make a dent and the gap that's there. I think maybe we can, you know, put out a few markers. But obviously going to Parkhead is going to be really difficult. Going to Hampden is going to be the same. And then we welcome them to Ibrox. Somewhere along those lines, Derek, we've got to make an impression on them. So we didn't do it in the cup final. And there's three more opportunities. So we've got to go and do that. The cup semi becomes a must win. We have to be successful this year. We have to get silverware of some sorts. It's not the one we overly wanted, but we have to make winning trophies a familiarity again. So let's go to Hampden and put in a better display. I think that Michael Beale will be better placed to go and you know, pick a side that can hurt them. He's got much more options as well. And Raskin and Cantwell and stuff will have played more football by then. So I think we're in a good position going into it, but so will they be. So it's going to be interesting. What I would say, though, Derek, is I wanted them in the semi-final. I always do well in semi-finals against them. Even on the top of my head last night when the draw was made, I remember four or five really good results against them in semi-finals. You think about the way back when in the 90s when Robertson got sent off after 6 minutes and McCoy scored the winner back in 92. Then you've got Bertie Conterman's strike in the League Cup semi-final, the victory in the Championship on penalties, and then last year. So it's, you know, semi-finals we always seem to do well in, and let's see how we go on this time, and hopefully we can go and get it done. So, yep, I fancy that one. It'll be a really good tie, and hopefully we can learn the lessons from the League Cup.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. If you've subscribed to our newsletter, folks, that's the piece from me today. So I do urge you to go and sign up. We've also got hospitality tickets we're giving away for an upcoming Rangers match. I believe it's against St Mirren. So all the more reason to sign up. It's totally free. Head over to rangersreview.co.uk/email bulletins to sign up. It takes 2 seconds to pop your email address in there. And that's a point I raise in today's newsletter, is looking ahead to that Scottish Cup final. You're right, Steve, it is sandwiched in between two Old Firm league matches, and it's a real opportunity for Rangers to make a dent. But of them all, I think this one is more significant. It's of extreme importance that Rangers win this tie at Hampden, whether it's played on the Saturday or the Sunday. And I think whoever wins this will go on and win the trophy. Interesting point raised by Mackay. He says, afternoon, Derek and Steve, the draw was a certainty. We now have 3 games against them to stop their treble and claw back points in the league. And Andrew Webster says, great chance to lay a marker down for next season, getting the better of them in these games. Let's just hope that Michael Beale has learned a lesson or two from that match last month in the League Cup final. I'm sure he will have done in terms of team selection. Interesting, just on team selection, it's international break coming up, Stevie. Ryan Jack has been named in the Scotland squad. Conor Fleming says, Jack also in the Scotland squad. Hope he can stay fit. I've got to... my selfish point of view, I would have liked to have seen him omitted from the squad, I've got to say. I know he was given a rest at the weekend against Raith Rovers. For me, I would like to have him just concentrate on Rangers. But, of course, he loves playing for Scotland. You can't deny him that. What was your feelings on Ryan Jack being called up to the Scotland squad for the upcoming international break, Stevie?
Really pleased for him. Look, Jack started 32 games, or he's played in 32 games this season, so we make a lot of his kind of fitness issues, and he does have them, but you know, it's not a bad return. I know we have to manage him, I know we have to be careful. Scotland will do that as well, so I understand that. There's a lot of talk at the moment around contracts and things like that, but if you listen to what Michael Beale said at the weekend, he repeated himself. Michael Beale's spelt it out. He said that he's already told upstairs that he wants Ryan Jack and Ryan Kent renewed their contract. So he's not said that about anybody else. He's not said even about Alfredo that. We know what he said about Alfredo at the weekend. So he clearly still wants Ryan Jack. He clearly still wants Ryan Kent. And I think the way that Jack's performed this season, Derek, I would be not against giving him a year's contract renewal. Maybe an option of another year on top of it or whatever. But Ryan Jack on form for Rangers is by far the best option in that central role he plays when you consider Lundstrom and Kamara's form at the moment. So I'm delighted for him that he's in the Scotland squad. He's a good lad. He's a really nice boy. Yeah. Interestingly, he's really kind of highly rated by his fellow professionals and stuff like that at the squad. So sometimes you can tell by, you know, players that play with him, and they immediately speak up about Jacko and stuff like that. So I'm a fan of his. I know that there's reservations behind his contract and his injuries. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't be giving him 3-4 years. I don't think that's viable. But I think an extra year for him, get him next to Nico and get him next to Todd, and that midfield might look quite nice. So happy for him. I understand the reservations, but, you know, it's going to pick him up as well, Derek. It'll be good for him. Yeah. And Scotland, you know, whether we like it or not, Scotland have got a fairly decent setup. They've got good players in there. So that, I wish him all the best with that one. And hopefully he can get back in one piece and be ready for us for the rest of the season. So
yeah. Touchwood, he comes back 100% fit. Andrew Webster raising a point, says, pay as you play for Jack or 1 year rolling deal would be great business for us. You don't normally see that anymore, that pay as you play. I don't imagine that Ryan Jack would be too enamoured with that. I can see his point though, Stevie.
Aye, that's not happening. Deals don't, like, no player would accept that, especially if Jack does have interest, which he does. There's a fair bit of interest in Ryan Jack from abroad and from down south. Yes. So, you know, Ryan Jack's really highly thought of. And the other thing, consider, Derek, as well, he is Scottish, so there's that quota to kind of realise for when we hopefully go in Champions League or Europa, whatever it's going to be next season. So we've got to consider that. But listen, aside all that, Ryan Jack playing like Ryan Jack can is a definite advantage to this team. So I'd be giving him an extra year. And I know people might say about his injuries and all that, and understand that completely. But in a midfield which I think needs revamped, if Ryan Jack's staying, then it might allow a couple others to go, which I would rather do than have Ryan Jack go first. So quite happy for Ryan Jack to stay. But no, a one-year rolling deal. Derek, would you accept that sort of offer? You know, pay as you play, pair Rangers review on your weekly pay slip.
I would have to consider it with my agent, Stevie, before contemplating that one. But I don't think it would go down too well. It's sort of football manager speak, isn't it, in a way? But these are human beings, and I can't imagine it would be something that Ryan Jack would be receptive to, especially like you say, Stevie, that there are other clubs that will be sniffing about him come the summer. He is an attractive option. Of course, he's had his injury problems to seek, but on his day, as we witnessed at Easter Road recently, no one can touch him in Scotland, I don't think, in terms of that midfield position. So, yeah, listen, it'll be an interesting one. Michael Beale's comments you touched on were interesting when he did name check both he and Ryan Kent about wanting them to stay. Was asked about Alfredo Morelos, and that ties in with what Brian Loudrup has been saying in his Daily Mail column. Folks, he believes that Rangers and Morelos have given up on each other. I'll just read you quickly what the great Dane had to say. He said, Alfredo Morelos did a lot for Rangers during what was a very difficult period in the history of the club. He was a big part of the team that delivered title number 55, and in Europe especially, he was outstanding, scoring against some big teams and helping Rangers to some great results. What I didn't want to see was, when it was time for him to depart Ibrox, him leaving out the back door. Yet Michael Beale's remarks after the Raith Rovers win, I haven't seen any change in him, suggests he has given up on Morelos. He wanted to delay that decision for as long as possible and give him as many chances as possible, but I don't think Morelos has shown he's got the hunger or the quality required anymore. He looked out of shape, and in the big games where you need him, he's not been there. He added, it's always the case that he was unpredictable. You wouldn't know what you would get from him, but neither did the opponents. Now I can't see Morelos getting back to the player he was 3 years ago. It looks like it's coming to an end, and that saddens me because Morelos is at an age where he could have played another 2 or 3 years at a very high level with Rangers. It seems like he's given up a wee bit and he needs a fresh challenge. He's been able to speak to teams for a few months now, and there have been unconfirmed reports that he's reached a pre-contract agreement with Sevilla. All that's left now is for both parties to move on and say thanks for the memories. What do you make of that, Stevie? And Michael Beale's comments with regards to Alfredo the other day, has he checked out? Do you think a parting of the ways is imminent?
Must be difficult for Brian Loudrup, because obviously after meeting me last month, you know, Derek, he'll still be a wee bit starstruck. You know, Brian came over and asked for a photo and things, so it was nice to meet Brian. But no, listen, all joking aside, I think there's an element of truth to it. I really do. I think that Alfredo's time is coming to an end, sadly, because he'll always be a favourite of ours. And I said this the other day, I'm not going to sit here and be two-faced, because I've given Alfredo a lot of stick, Derek. I really have, because I know how good he can be. He showed how good he could be. That six-month spell, he's done it twice, but that six-month spell, particularly 2019-20 season, right up until he got sent off against Parkhead, Alfredo was as good as anyone in recent times up front for Rangers. There was an interesting debate the other night on social media. Michael Moles at his peak, Jelovic at his peak, or Alfredo Morelos at his peak. So that was a really interesting discussion. I'm fortunate to have seen all of them live, and yeah, Alfredo is as good, if not better, of any. And they were top-class players. So he was the first real sign for me, Derek, on the way back when he signed, that we had somebody special, and that maybe he could do damage and make a difference, right back to his cheeky wee goal at Ross County and things when he was just starting. So it's been a journey that's been great. I do unfortunately think that it looks like it's the end. I really do. The comments from Michael Beale were quite damning, really. If you looked at them, the way Michael Beale talks, if he's saying to him that he wants a better version than the version that he's given over the last few months while he's been in charge, then that's quite telling. You know, there's not many more chances for Alfredo. We can't go and give Alfredo a 2-3 year contract on big money, which he wants in this current frame of mind that he's in. I think a change sometimes, Derek, you know, we've talked a lot about freshening this team up and you know, making big changes. I think it needs that. And listen, I'll go as far as to say Ryan Kent as well. I'm a huge fan of Ryan Kent, but sometimes you have to make difficult decisions and just move on. If Ryan Kent doesn't want to stay, Rangers will move on. Bigger and better players than both have left, and Rangers have survived and carried on, and that's what will happen. So if they don't want to be part of it, then that's up to them. I think there might be a wee bit about Alfredo that maybe he thinks it's time for something new as well. And listen, for £1 million, the service he's given us, I don't mind that in a way. I really don't. It's difficult to begrudge him that. I would really like to see wherever he goes that he kicks on, gets his proper Alfredo back and really go from there. But losing a big character like Alfredo in the dressing room and things might actually be good for this team. I'm not saying he was a problem or that. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes if you remove bigger players and things like that, ones that have been sitting come to the surface and progress. And I do think this team needs a wee bit of change. So I can see what Loudrup's saying. I think there's merit to it, Derek, unfortunately, with the comments. I think there is real merit to it. But Alfredo Morelos should be looked back on his time at Rangers, and he should be really fondly remembered. Alfredo will be that in time. It'll probably be kinder to them, but there'll also be an element of everybody that I think will think that he should have really kicked on and became unarguably one of our best players in recent times. But it's not to be, I don't think. I really hope that he kicks on for the rest of the season and he gets a few more goals and maybe even a nice wee goal at semi-final in Hampden that does the business. I think that would be fitting for him and does a nice wee goodbye in there. But sadly, Derek, I do think there's merit to it. I think we are coming to the end of Alfredo's time here at Rangers. And sadly, and this will sound really bad, it's not meant to, and I don't want everybody jumping on me, and that's just my opinion. I think it's best for everyone that's the way it goes. We need to freshen this side. We need new ideas, and that number nine position is vital. So I wouldn't be for sticking with Antonio Colak either. You know, I think he's a really good player and he'll be around the squad. I understand that. I think we need a new number nine. I agree with Michael Beale there. So it's a tough one. I really hope that what Brian Loudrup says, I hope that wee bit just isn't true what it says about him going out the back door, Derek. I think that would be sad considering that he's given us. And yeah, look, it's been up and down. There's been mistakes. Absolutely understand that. But I agree. Positive vibe there.
Yeah,
it's time for a new era. It's time for a new change, and he's one of them. So, and I would say that about Scotty Arfield, Alan McGregor, and things as well. It's time to freshen up and revamp this squad. So, and that is a word that Michael Beale agreed with me and used. So, I think that Alfie's time is coming to an end.
Yeah, I've got to say, I will miss the old knee slide. I've got to say, there's nothing there that brings a smile to my face more, Stevie, than a Morelos knee slide in front of opposition fans, unless you're Neil McCann, of course, who isn't a big fan of that. Point being raised here by Jake Hendry, says it's obvious who Beale prefers up front. Colak offers far more on the pitch, and give him the service, he will bang them in. Listen, I think we've seen at Easter Road, he's certainly been working on his overall game. I'm with you, Stevie. For me, he's the number one choice right now. But in the summer, Rangers need to bring in, I would say, two forward players. If Morelos is departing, Roof cannot rely upon. Rangers need at least two, I would say, forwards in there.
That's quite harsh on Kamar Roof, don't you think?
You're the wind-up?
He'll be back for pre-season, apparently. I'm not sure which one, but he'll be back. But yeah, listen, I agree with you. They need more goals. They need more goals in this team, not only from number nine. They need a goal-scoring winger as well. There's somebody that can contribute and really push. If Ryan Kent's going to stay, somebody that can really push him and kick him on, somebody that can perhaps switch around a wee bit with him. We need a couple of goal scorers from out with that forward line as well, midfield and stuff. So you're looking at that doing and things like that. So, yeah, I would agree. I think that's fair. Antonio Colak is going to be in and about the squad. You know, he'll do a good job for it. He'll still get 15 goals. Antonio Colak, you know, and he's going to be vital. They'll get games like the other day where it just doesn't suit them, and it didn't suit Fashion the other day either. So that's the issue with Scotland. Michael Beale says he needs something a wee bit different in the number nine position, and that's interesting. Would he go and get somebody that's really good in the air? Would he go and get somebody that's an all-out pacey number nine? So there's a few options there of where he might go. So Michael Beale is one of those ones that I think, if you listen carefully, he kind of tells you exactly where he wants to go. I always thought that Gio didn't say much, but what he said was interesting. Well, Michael Beale says a lot. He's the exact opposite, but he kind of steers you where you're going to go. And if you listen to the contract stuff, they listen to the thing on Alfredo, listen to what he says about John Suter, there's a clear direction, I think, on where we're going to go and how this team's going to be reshaped for next season. Not only next season, but potentially these games against Celtic coming up. He said that we need to get something that works against them because it seems to be working against everybody else. And then he talked about three at the back with John Suter. Would he consider going to three at the back against Celtic? So that's an interesting one to consider as well. So there's a few options. The squad certainly looks... Do you know the funny thing is, Derek, and this may take us off on a tangent, it's not meaning to, for years we've been waiting for a player that can unlock the lines and play number 10, that number 8 position and stuff like that. All of a sudden, you've potentially got Lawrence, Tillman, Hadji, Cantwell. So we're well stocked in that area to kind of break these teams down. And I do think we've been doing all right at that. So the other side to it is we now need somebody playing in front of them that's going to convert the chances that they make. So just when you think you've got one bit of the team sorted, another one pops up. But I thought that was quite interesting that we've needed that for a while. So I'm just going to quickly plug in my laptop battery. I forgot about that. You carry on, Derek.
By the way, Stevie, I'll get to a few of the comments. Loads of them coming in here. Paul McTaggart, just on Morelos, says, what's happened to Morelos? Lack of motivation or physically can't do it anymore. Well, of course, he is in the final year of his contract. I think it's like what Michael Beale said, Paul. He has been here a long time. Perhaps he needs that fresh challenge. Pretty much what he said about Todd Cantwell. He went stale at Norwich. It hadn't happened for him in the last couple of seasons. And similar could have happened to Alfredo. Listen, he's been in Scotland for coming up for 6 years now. So I don't begrudge him if he wants to go and pursue a challenge elsewhere. I can imagine it'd be quite repetitive playing the same team every so often. So if he does go to Sevilla, then I think that's a fantastic move for him. Certainly in the last couple of seasons, I'm sure they were linked with him on his current form. You could have seen him move to La Liga on this form as a surprise, even though Sevilla, I know, are struggling in the Spanish top flight at the moment. But it's still a wonderful move if he can end up there. Were you surprised if he ends up at Sevilla, Stevie?
No, because I know how good he can be, Derek. We all know how good Alfredo Morelos can be. So I think they would probably look past the situation he's in at the moment, physically. And listen, I sit here and, you know, I mean, I'm not exactly the pillar of Adonis fitness, Derek. So I can't be too critical. But I would love it if he went and got a big move like that to Sevilla and went and smashed it. So I would wish him all the best and hopefully he does. Yeah. But a team looking at him won't look at him in the now. They'll look at his stats, which are good. They'll look at his minutes. I think I seen something the other day that Alfredo's got a goal or an involvement every 89 minutes. So that's good. Teams will look at that. They'll look at his potential. He's still young. I think he's only 26, 27, which is a great age. They'll look at his previous seasons as well and look at and think that they can unlock that. So I'm not surprised. And honestly, I hope he gets if he does go, and as we said, we've covered that, but if he does go, I really hope that he gets a cracking move, and I would love to see him go and smash it elsewhere and really kick on. So there's no bad feelings with me for Alfredo. There's feelings of what could have been perhaps, but if he goes, he'll go with my best wishes, and Sevilla would be a cracking move for him. Horrible stadium, but a cracking move.
Yeah, don't remind me of that. Yeah, it would be a good
move. Was, Derek, that was a nightmare.
What's that?
How steep it was, do you remember?
It was a death trap, yeah. It was not, it's a not deserving of hosting a European final, that's for sure. Right, let's get to a few more of the comments. Just on the striker situation, Teddy Bear says, I'd get Lovelace in now and start giving him some minutes. Of course, see them bang one in for the B team the other day, Stevie. He's a boy that is certainly earning rave reviews. I'm not entirely sure he's ready for first team action at this point. Wouldn't be surprised, incidentally, to see him play near the end of the campaign like we witnessed last season when Giovanni van Bronckhorst bleeded the youngsters when Rangers were gearing up for that Europa League final. But for me, he's not quite ready. I'm not too sure how much you've seen of him, but I think we're looking perhaps mostly at next season, perhaps being integrated more.
He's only just turned 17, if I'm right.
He's a baby.
And, the level that he's played at. I saw him out in Napoli. Saw him in that youth game. I saw him in a couple of youth games. I think I've seen him at Ajax in the home tie as well at Thistle. So saw him a couple of times. He's a real live wire. Look, he looks decent, and he's obviously ones that we're excited about coming through, but he's nowhere near ready. There's a difference between the Lowland League and even, you know, First Division Championship in Scotland. So we've got to be careful of putting too much pressure and things on that. I wouldn't mind seeing him get a wee 10 minutes at some point. Maybe he'll get that at the end of the season. But he's been in and about the squad training-wise and things like that. He's certainly got a future. But with regards to getting him in now and giving him minutes, no, yeah, not for me. I think he's miles away from being ready. And we've still got games to win in this league, and we've still got a Scottish Cup to go and do. So it's not quite, you know, ready for throwing in the kids as yet.
Yeah, right, a few more interesting comments come in. Curry Muncher says, Derek, has been anything else said about comments from Awful Board? Of course, this was late on Sunday evening, if I'm correct. He posted on his Instagram with a couple of cryptic messages. Of course, he's been out of action for around about 2 years now, not being able to play football, of course, with that heart issue. As far as we're aware, he's still contracted at Rangers. He was sent to see specialists, not anyone at the club, because, I mean, it's a delicate situation. And there's no one at Ibrox that can treat him as well as what people that are dedicated to treating this sort of thing are. But it remains to be seen whether we see him in a Rangers jersey. Stevie, what did you make of the message the other night? I think he's since deleted them, but it certainly caused quite a stir on social media.
It must be horrible for him, and I really feel for him, first of all. Unfortunately as well, Derek, every time the young boy posts, there's comments calling him a wage thief and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and it must be heartbreaking for him. So I can understand there might be a wee bit of frustration. I can understand that he might honestly feel like his dreams and everything are fading away a wee bit, because we don't know what's going to happen with him. First and foremost, aside of Rangers and football, I wish him all the best that way. Yeah. He's a nice lad by all accounts. He's quite popular. It must be a horrible situation to be in. So that the other night could have just been frustration when he's talking about proving himself and stuff like that. It simply could have been that. So I'm not going to read too much into it. Manager will most likely talk about it, but he's still a young lad as well, and his head must honestly be all over the place. So not too much into it. I don't think it's aimed at Rangers either, because as you said, that kind of treatment would be outsourced and he would be seen specialists and things like that. So, but it is, incidentally, if you're looking for an interesting wee bit to it, it's the first time we've known that he's had two operations, because we've not known anything about, you know, we've known the original diagnosis, but 2 years have been by that nobody's really said anything. So we didn't know that he'd had those operations and things like that. So we can only, look, we can only wish him all the best. And I don't begrudge him, and I'm not angry at him if he's had a wee moment of upset and he's kind of vented a wee bit. He's a young lad, it happens, he's gone through a horrible time. So don't think there's much in it. He's still a Rangers player, as we know. So let's just try and get him the best treatment and get him back to playing at least at some level, even if it's not going to be at us or whatever. But young man's had a terrible time of it. Imagine getting your dream deal and coming up the road to be hit with that. It's just
Badly. Yeah, it's awful. And I agree with positive vibe and echo your point, Stevie says. I wish Offerbore nothing but the best. Before we wrap up, I can hear your dog squeaking in the background there.
Can you hear that? She's got a new toy.
She's wanting to get involved, I think.
She wants her afternoon walk, mate, and because I'm just home from work, she hasn't had that yet. So I've been trying to kind of keep her down and stuff doing this as well. So. Sorry, folks.
No, I'll tell you what, I think we'll wrap up there, folks. That's half an hour. It's been great to have Steve on, and great to have you all interacting with the show. It is greatly appreciated. So thank you very much, everyone. We'll be back again tomorrow. I think you're on with me again tomorrow morning, if I'm not mistaken, Stevie. Or is it Thursday we're getting you on?
Thursday, I am at the dog groomers tomorrow morning. She's getting a nice wee haircut and getting treatment and that in there. So not quite our dad's level, but I'm doing that tomorrow morning. I'll be back on Thursday and we'll go from there.
Yeah, the trying Scotsman says, let's see her. He wants to see
up
the pooch.
Up.
That's what people are. Oh, there we go.
Let's just see if you can see her.
Look at that. You don't get that on many podcasts. There you go, folks.
There's our new toy.
Before
we go, Derek, just to say about the new book that's out.
Yes.
Martin Ramsey's new book. Martin, obviously, a big friend of the show. He's a big friend of mine. We do the Heart and Hand stuff together, and we do matchday stuff together. Martin's a great lad. He's wrote a fantastic book, which was already covered on the site. You can go and read about that, and you'll find out about it on the Heart and Hand website. But Revolution, it's all about the Graham Souness era with Walter Smith, and it covers all that story all the way through, and it's absolutely dynamite. I'm not a great reader, Derek, but I am flirting in and amongst it, and I'm hoping to speak to Martin about it soon. But that went on sale today, folks, so if you're wanting something new to read, I thoroughly recommend that one. It's going to be really interesting, and as I said, Martin's a fantastic author and a top lad, so that's something to look out for and go and cover.
Yeah, and he done an hour-long interview with Johnny recently as well, folks. It's on our YouTube channel. I urge you to go and check it out, and the link is in there as well if you want to go and buy the book. I'm sure you won't be disappointed. Okay, folks, that'll do us there. Thanks to everyone, as ever. We'll be back again tomorrow. I'm actually on with Adam Thornton tomorrow morning, so we hope you can join us for that. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Bye for now.